Washington Governor Jay Inslee will likely call lawmakers back into special session on Monday. This comes as the clock runs out on the 105-day regular session without a budget deal or agreement on school funding. That's led to plenty of finger-pointing at the Capitol. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
We've seen this movie in past years. House Democrats and Senate Republicans can't even agree to get to the negotiating table, much less agree on a budget. Republicans say negotiations can't begin until Democrats pass the taxes that are assumed in their budget. Until then, they're just ghost dollars, says Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler.
Negotiating with ghost dollars is particularly difficult.
Democrats counter that the Senate budget has its own ghost, a requirement that voters approve a key part of their education funding plan. Democrats accuse Republicans of unreasonably holding up budget talks. Here's House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan.
I don't know how you can begin any kind of negotiation until you have a willing partner who's willing to come to the table.
And so it goes. Call it what you want. Gridlock, loggerheads, dysfunction, or maybe Groundhog Day.
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
To be sure, it's affecting the mood of lawmakers. Democrat Christine Litton chairs the House Finance Committee.
I cannot tell you how frustrated I am with the process.
Others like Schessler are putting a more positive spin on the situation.
I came here optimistic and I will continue to be optimistic.
Once lawmakers do get to the negotiating table, their task is a big one. Write a 2-year budget that balances over 4 years and at the same time fully fund schools beginning next year as required by the state Supreme Court. So far, Democrats and Republicans have taken completely different approaches to tackling this challenge. Republicans propose a property tax levy swap to put more of the burden of funding schools on the state. Democrats propose a multi-billion dollar tax package that includes a new tax on capital gains. Neither side likes the other's approach, and neither plan satisfies the lawyer who sued the state in the McCleary school funding lawsuit. Of the Republican plan, Tom Ahern says,
levy reform is a convenient sideshow, a convenient excuse for legislators to say, well, we're talking about something serious and we're going to do something, but that's not the something that was ordered.
As for the Democrats' tax plan, Ahern says the state has plenty of existing money to fully fund schools.
If taxes have to be raised for something, it's to fund the non-paramount duty stuff, not the schools.
It's not just the budget that's divided this divided legislature. Efforts to change Washington's police deadly force law fell short this year. There's been an ongoing battle over how to address a jump in car tab fees because of a voter-approved expansion of Sound Transit in central Puget Sound. There are also things each side wants. House Democrats are pushing for an internet privacy bill. Senate Republicans want to make a fourth DUI a felony. Some of these issues could resolve in the final hours of the regular session. Others could spill over into the special session. Some may just be dead. The two sides did find agreement in the waning hours on one high-profile topic. They've sent the governor a sweeping new distracted driving law to crack down on the use of electronics behind the wheel. Democrat Jessen Farrell led the effort in the Washington House.
We know that we love our phones, and we have a very hard time putting them down, and that is affecting our driving behavior, and we are less safe on the roads because of it.
The measure will take effect in 2019, and it prohibits drivers from using an electronic device while driving or even while stopped at a light. As for what happens with the Groundhog Day situation surrounding the budget,
yes! Groundhog Day!
If history is any guide, Washington lawmakers will take until the end of the fiscal year to pass a final budget. That's June 30th. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.